Welcome back to Stateside. The big story today, of course, being the legislature passing bills to make Michigan the 24th so-called right-to-work state. This morning on Michigan Radio, Governor Snyder said he believes this legislation will bring jobs to Michigan, and he believes it'll give workers the right to make choices about unions.
It actually should improve unions in many respects by making them more responsive to the workers. It's a case where workers can make that choice, and if unions present a good value equation, why wouldn't people want to join the union? And they do.
We wanted to get a response to that from one of Michigan's most visible union leaders, Bob King, president of the United Auto Workers Union. Bob, how do you respond to Governor Snyder when he says right to work will challenge unions to serve their members better?
You know, that's so ludicrous. You know, unions serve their members very well. Right to work is about trying to undermine unions' ability to serve their members. It's about dividing workers. I mean, it isn't good for companies. It's not good for workers. It's just an outrageous statement. He is following the agenda of the extreme right wing in Michigan and the United States. He's backed by the Koch brothers and the DeVosses. It's a huge mistake. It's bad for Michigan.
Bob, the UAW already, we know, operates plants in right-to-work states. Can you give us an idea? What's the general percentage of workers who choose to join the union, let's say in Texas, as compared?
You know, we have workplaces, large workplaces, 100%. We get some at 98%. We get some maybe a little less than that. But overwhelmingly, UAW members join because they're fair people and they know that they get the benefit of representation and they should pay for it. Just, you know, this is crazy. Would you allow, you know, people in a community to say, hey, I'll take the fire service, the police service, the road cleaning service, whatever else, but I'm not going to pay my taxes? That's crazy. Workers democratically vote to have a union in their workplace. They don't have to be members. Under the UAW Constitution, any worker can say, I don't want to be a member. Under the law of the U.S., any workers say, I don't want to be a member. So their statement about freedom of workers is just untrue. And they get away with telling things that are not factual. Now, members do and should have to pay their fair share of the cost of representation.
I want to talk politics with you for a little bit, Bob. For so long, labor and unions have really been the voice and the muscle of the Democratic Party in Michigan. How does this change things now?
You know, labor has been one part of an important component to helping Democrats and people who, not just Democrats, but independents, sometimes even Republicans who support working families. We're proud to be part of a coalition with environmentalists, women's groups, civil rights groups, all these people in society who believe in a fair society for everyone, who believes that everyone should share in the prosperity of society, not just corporate CEOs, not just the wealthy. So we'll continue to be part of those political coalitions. And I think really that these folks have awakened a sleeping giant. You're going to see a lot more union members and a lot more working families, much more active politically.
So what next now? What are your plans for after
the
vote?
Well, there'll be some legal challenges to the law. I don't know that they'll prevail. But what most importantly is we're saying to our membership, we're saying to our political coalition partners, we've got to be more active. We've got to be more effective politically. In 2014, I think you'll see a major change in terms of politics in Michigan because the American people just spoke. The people of Michigan just elected President Obama by over 9%. They want a government that pulls people together, not pulls people apart.
How do you think you're going to accomplish this goal?
I think it's going to look like a lot more UAW members and teachers and Teamsters and steel workers and nurses, and on, a lot more working people realizing they have to get involved politically or they're going to keep losing at the economic table.
Bob King, as this has all been unfolding, and especially today, knowing that this is a day that's making history, really in Michigan and nationally, could you share with us what your thoughts and feelings are right now?
Well, you know, I'm energized by the amount of people that are out in Lansing today and that there are this many people that really care about it. I'm also angry that this governor who said he was going to pull people together instead is dancing the tune of the Koch brothers and Alec and the DeVosses. It's a real disappointment.
What would you believe or feel that your relationship's going to be like going forward with Governor Rick Snyder?
To his credit, the governor has worked with us on some issues. But again, this was such a huge disappointment, and this was so contrary in such a flip of position. I don't know. what it means for the future. How do you trust somebody who says he doesn't want to do this for 2.5 years and then flips and does it?
Bob King, UAW, thank you for talking with us today at Stateside.
Thank you very much.